Clyde's bonny banks, as I lately did wander near the village of Blantyre, where I chanced to stray. I espied a young woman all dressed in deep mourning, so sadly lamenting the fate of her love. I he boldly stepped to her, said I, my young woman, would you tell me the cause of your trouble and woe? I do hear you lamenting the fate of some young man. His name and what happened him I'd like for to know. Well, sighing and sobbing, she at last did make answer, Johnny Murphy, kind sir, is my true lover's name. 21 years of age, full of youth and good looking, to work down the mines of High Blantyre he came. The 22nd of October I'll always remember, in health and in strength to his labor did go. But on that fateful morning, without one moment's warning, 210 in cold death did lie low. There were fathers and mothers, there were widows and orphans in Stonefield, High Blantyre, where hundreds do mourn. There were old aged parents for the sons they loved dearly. From that sad explosion they'll never return. But they say it's not right for the dead to be grieved. There's nothing but trouble bestowed upon me. He is gone from this world but a short time before me, in hopes to rejoin him in sweet unity. Spring it will come with the flowers of summer that bloom in its wildness so lovely and fair. I will gather the snowdrops, primroses and daisies round my true lover's grave. I will transplant them there. I will gather the snowdrops, primroses and daisies round my true lover's grave. I will transplant them there.
Ich gerach ich glohenen hauri hokuri, if I sit gach to loch gach through. Shine clecura me tuya mograva.